Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Did you know that close to 500 Minnesota Department of Health social people warned Kamala Harris's campaign about the fraud in Minnesota under that Midwestern doofus Tim Walz? 500 of them. They were completely ignored. Unbelievable how this guy got picked to be the running mate. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. It's Wednesday, and I am exhausted, by the way. Tired. I'm not saying this because I want you to feel sorry for me. I don't. I'm just saying I got up at 5, but I didn't sleep because I knew I had to get up at 5 and go to New York. And I'm only bringing this up because just be grateful you don't have to go to New York every day. I don't know how those people do it. I really don't. I don't know how they do it. It is a S show. And they're, I guess, lighting the tree today or something. So total S show. And about to get a lot worse, obviously, because Mamdani is going to become the mayor. But the good news is that lunatic in Tennessee lost that special election. And it wasn't close. I don't know why it got so much news coverage, to be honest with you. I really don't. I mean, I was saying this yesterday on the show. Like, I guess this is a close race. I don't know. The polls show it's close. I only even brought it up because Fox was talking about this thing nonstop, and they were making it seem like this was really going to be a dogfight. And Emerson College had it within 2 points. It wasn't even close. So that's good. That's good news. And the left can try to spin this as some sort of repudiation of Trump because the guy didn't win by 22 points like Trump did. But that's stupid. It's a special election. It's not. I mean, he still won, and he won by a lot. So that's good. So that's the good news out of Tennessee. The bad news in Pennsylvania is that Governor Josh Shapiro, they're already writing puff pieces about him as he gears up for re-election next year. Ah, it's a nauseating puff piece I read up in the car today about Shapiro. Just I threw up in my mouth. I did. It was that bad. It was just gross. They love him. You know, they do. They love him. And they're talking about how the party's in search of its soul. Can Josh Shapiro be the one that unites everybody? No, because he's Jewish and there's so many people in the Democrat Party that hate him. Just for that fact, like in Minnesota, for example. I mean, that was a big part of the issue. Minnesota and Michigan and the amount of anti-Semitism that's there within the Democrat Party over Israel. And that problem's not going away anytime soon. And I mean, it's a shame. It really is. But it's not my problem. It's their problem. So good luck with that on the national stage. And in New Jersey, we're going to talk about a case. I brought this up to you yesterday. pardon me, I got a little allergy thing going on. It's a case in New Jersey regarding these pregnancy resource centers and the great work that they do, but the attempts by His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable Murphy, his Attorney General Matt Platkin, to intimidate these pregnancy resource centers into silence by going after their donors and saying, you know, nice donor list here. It'd be a shame if something happened to it. And then they wanted to go and ask the donors if they felt they were being misled. There were no complaints, as Justice Clarence Thomas pointed out yesterday during the oral arguments. I think that the Pregnancy Resource Center is going to win. I think it's going to send a big message to the government, to governments, to stop intimidating nonprofits that you don't agree with politically. And we saw this happen under the Biden administration. We saw this happen in New Jersey with his Pregnancy Resource Center. And, you know, my friend Dawn Fantasia, who is a member of the New Jersey legislature, and she's really great. And she was pointing out earlier today just some of the great work that these pregnancy resource centers do. You know, I've mentioned to you, obviously, before that adoption is very near and dear to our family's heart, as you know. And I think pregnancy resource centers are amazing. They really are. They're amazing. In 2022 alone in New Jersey, crisis pregnancy centers provided 23,000 women and families with 8,000 free pregnancy tests, 6,000 free ultrasound examinations, 2,000 free screenings for STDs, 9,000 free packs of diapers, 75,000 free sets of baby clothes, 55 free car seats, 172 free strollers, 38 free cribs, 1,000 free containers of formula. Pretty amazing stuff. And yet the state of New Jersey was targeting them and trying to shut them down because they're competition to Planned Parenthood. But the great work they did, and it's not just New Jersey, other blue states were doing this too. And of course, they were doing this on the federal level at the Department of Justice in the Civil Rights Division. We will talk to Carrie Severino about that case a little bit later in the show today, the oral arguments and what we can glean from the oral arguments. The president is supposed to make an announcement at the Oval Office. Now, if you heard the news report there, lowering fuel standards. Good, because it is so absurd what they've done. You want to know why auto accidents are high, even though we're at a time now where theoretically they shouldn't be because cars have all this technology on them and they're supposed to be. Well, I should say fatalities and car accidents are high because these cars are built like tin cans nowadays. Is in order to meet the stupid fuel economy standards that they put in, to appease the environmental agenda, they have to make these cars lighter and lighter. And the lighter the car, then the harder it is to withstand an accident and keep everybody safe. There's a direct correlation with this. We've talked about this on the show many times. We'll talk about it more today, but you're going to hear that in the announcement. And it's also more expensive, too. Now, look, if you want to buy a car that has high mileage and that's your thing, great. But a lot of people don't need that. A lot of people don't commute that far. They don't need that. It's not their thing. They'd rather have a car that might be heavier and safer. They might have a car that's cheaper and doesn't get as good gas mileage. Like that should be a consumer choice. But it's not a consumer choice because what the federal government has done, and they did this under the Biden administration, and states like California have done this too, is they've raised these standards, these fuel standards, these CAFE standards, as they're called, to ridiculous amounts, like 50 miles a gallon in California they wanted. That's insane. You'd have to build a car that's basically like the old Adobe, that clay car they had on SNL years ago in order to meet that. It's so idiotic. But the goal, of course, is not actually to be able to build a car that can meet that. It's to not build a gas car. It's to transition everything to electric. It's to make the standards so high, so impossible to meet, that you can't ever meet them. So you go, all right, well, we'll just make electric vehicles. They did that. At the same time they did that, they also mandated that a certain number of electric vehicles have to be sold. And if they're not being sold, well, then that means that the car makers have to make less of the gas-powered vehicles to offset the fact that people aren't buying the electric vehicles. It was the ultimate government interference in the marketplace. And it happened under the Biden administration and in states like California. And if Murphy, King Murphy in New Jersey, had his way, 2035, there'd be no gas-powered cars in New Jersey. Now, obviously, I don't know what's going to happen with Mikey Sherrill. I'm terrified of what's going to happen with Democrat-elect Governor Mikey Sherrill. I'm scared. But if she keeps these standards that Murphy put in place, then much like California, much like these other blue states, that by the time 2035 rolls around, unless the federal government steps in, you're not going to be able to buy a gas-powered car. Now, that's insane. And what should happen is that the federal government should come in and say, no, Absolutely not. The states don't have the ability to do this. They should not be able to set standards that are so restrictive in this, because what we're talking about here is we're talking about the economy writ large here. It's not just a matter of something that's sold in a state. This is not a state's rights issue to say that a car in our state can only be sold if it goes 50 miles to the gallon. It's ridiculous. That has implications on the other 49 states, and it has implications on interstate commerce and everything else. So it's an absolutely ridiculous notion to try to argue. And it's always, it comes from Democrat blue governors who hate states' rights, except when it comes to things like this. And they're like, well, we have the right to do this. No, actually, you don't. You don't have the right to do this, because what you're doing here is you're impacting more than just your state. You're impacting an entire economy by doing this, and causing implications and ramifications in the economy that go and reverberate outside of your state's borders. So, for example, and California mandates that a certain number of vehicles have to be electric, and if they're not being sold, then you can't sell gas-powered cars. That has an impact on the entire industry outside of the borders of that. And you and I, even though we're not in that state, we wind up paying for that. And so it's an idiotic, absurd notion. The other thing about the gas-powered versus electric vehicle argument is, you want to buy an electric car, knock yourself out. Have at it. Feel free. It's America. You should be able to do it. But the amount of subsidies that have to go into these things to make them viable in the marketplace, you know, $7,500 in tax write-offs and no sales tax if you buy an EV and all the other things. I mean, who's paying for that? You are. We are. We all are. We're all pitching in on that, too. And then the lie that is that these vehicles have no impact on the environment is absurd, because they have to be charged. I mean, you can't, unless you're using, I don't know, gerbils to generate the power necessary to power that battery, you got to plug it into the freaking grid. Well, the grid takes something to get the electricity to go into that engine. Something has to do that, whether it's coal or it's nuclear or it's natural gas or it's not wind and solar. I can tell you that something has to create that power. And the left acts like, oh, no, you plug it into the magic plug, and then it somehow just charges. And we don't have to worry about how the power comes into that little pluggy thingy, outlet thingy. So stupid. So hopefully the president will, as he addressed that today, we'll talk about that. I'm fine with a car that goes 25 miles an hour. An hour. No, not that. My impatience level, I could not handle that. No, let's be very clear. No, 25 miles to the gallon is great, in my opinion. That's fantastic. It's all I need. Some people need more. Some people need less. Whatever it is. Consumer choice. But what the left has done on this issue is they've removed consumer choice from the equation. And they've done so deliberately. Whenever the government tries to impact the marketplace by setting standards, regulations, requirements, whatever it is, there was a moment in the cabinet meeting yesterday where they talked about how the goal was for every new regulation, they would get rid of 10. They're on track right now for every new regulation that comes in to get rid of 30. And the good news is they're not adding many new regulations, but every time they do put in a regulation, 30 have to go. On average, it's about 30 that are being taken off the books. Great. Excellent. I'd say fantastic. I don't really know how many regulations are even necessary. I really don't. But let's assume for the sake of argument that if we had a committee look into this, you'd probably find that there were more regulations than they could ever possibly count that are on the books. So you just wipe out 30. That's like taking a pebble on the beach, a little piece of sand on the beach, and dropping it in the ocean, going, I just cleaned up the sand. That's how many regulations are. You have no idea. You can't even count them. It's the same thing with when they try to look into the number of regulations that actually carry some sort of punitive action, fine, jail, whatever it is. They lost count. They have no idea. They can't even count them all. And most of them have some sort of a punitive consequence if you violate those regulations. You know, they're called regulations. They're not laws passed by Congress, because that's not what we do anymore in this country. But they're regulations. They're not suggestions. And the government typically does not enforce these things with hugs and kisses. It enforces them with force. And if that force is either a monetary fine or armed people coming to your house, we've seen them do it, and they'll do it again. But the other thing they'll do is they'll try to just bankrupt an industry by suing them, which they've done in the arena of the environment by going after, say, oil companies. And ongoing litigation, which hopefully will be over soon, suing oil companies and saying, you lied about climate change. What? Yeah. You knew how bad your product was for climate change. Does this sound familiar to you? It reminds me of two particular cases, one being the tobacco settlement, where they said to the cigarette companies, you knew how bad your product was, and you told everybody it was fine. And the tobacco company was like, yeah, all right, that's true. And the opioid settlement too, where they finally just gave approval to the settlement with the Sackler family and Purdue Pharma, where because originally they had said the Sacklers wouldn't be liable personally, and that the Supreme Court said no to that. Now, so that bankruptcy is finally now, and that settlement's going forward. But it's the same thing with the opioid company. They said, well, you knew your product was addictive. You told everybody it wasn't. You lied. And they were like, all right, we lied. They're trying to use that argument when it comes to fossil fuels. They're trying to say to the oil companies, well, you knew your product caused climate change, and you lied, and you told everybody it didn't. First of all, there's no proof that it causes climate change. It's a theory. It's a scientific theory. It is not a fact. It is a theory. There's a Miranda Devine's been in the news a lot this week over her Cash Patel, Dan Bongino story. She also had an interview last week with Marty Makary, the head of the FDA, and we're back to talking about Fauci. Amazing that his name is still around. But remember, he got an auto pen pardoned by Joe Biden. I think it was an auto pen. It might have been a real signature on that one. The really bad ones got the real signature, like Hunter. So I got to double check my notes on that. But either way, and the whole thing was how Fauci, of course, lied about COVID and the origins of the lab and all the other things. And a big part of it, as Makary was explaining, was the scientific consensus you have to agree with if you want funding. Otherwise, you're not going to get your funding. So, for example, to bring it back to climate change, all these universities, these professors and all these other people who are out there like, oh, climate change is caused by people burning oil and natural gas. Well, that's not something you can prove. That's a theory. But if they don't say that, then they won't get funding for their universities and all their little research programs. So they push that out there. They push that narrative. And if there is an outlier scientist who comes out and says, actually, the Earth's just following a pattern, or it's the sun or whatever it is. Well, then what happens is they're, you know, like, zip it. And there's no money because it's all about the fazools. You got to follow the fazools. So what happens? You have a culture where the experts all have to say the same thing. And that's why you can't call them experts. These are people driven by money and research grants and everything else. And whether it's climate change and whether it is the fact of the consensus on automobile standards that these so-called scientists said for the good of the environment, it's nonsense is what it is. It's nonsense driven by money. And it's gotten us to a place right now where they've driven up fuel costs. They've made cars less safe. They've cost a lot of money for all of us because they've lowered the supply, even though the demand for energy has gone to levels we've never seen before because of AI and all the data centers. But the government will also try to bankrupt companies into some complicity. So like go back to the pregnancy crisis center example. They go to these pregnancy crisis centers and they say, well, we think you're misleading people. They have no proof. There's no evidence of that. Nobody's complained. But they say, well, we think you are, so we're going to sue you. We're going to investigate you. You got to lawyer up. These are nonprofits. They don't have a lot of money. They can't afford lawyers. Like, at least the big oil companies can afford teams of lawyers to push back on the government and their nonsense when the government goes after them and says, you're lying about the effects of climate change. At least they've got lawyers and they can afford them. But these pregnancy resource centers, for example, don't. So what happens? They have to shut their doors. Or they have to stop helping women who need it, who need the help in that crisis moment. And that's the goal. And make no mistake about it, that's the goal. The government has lots of different ways to intimidate people. They can use coercion, jail, lawsuits, and just good old-fashioned fines. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, they'll find a way. But on that note of depriving people of help that they needed, there's all this outrage over comments the president made regarding the Somalis, right? You know what's amazing to me is that nobody seems to give a damn about the actual Somali people in Minnesota who were supposed to be helped by all these grants that were fraudulent in Minnesota, over $1 billion, billions of dollars, because of that doofus Tim Walz. Nobody cares about the fact that there were actual children and autistic children who were supposed to get money for food and clothing. There were homeless people, and they didn't get any of that money, and nobody cares. All they care about is that President Trump said something mean about Somali people, as they put it. Not the fact that the fraud under Tim Walz deprived the actual people who are Somali of the help that they need. That's what's always amazing about the left and their selective outrage, isn't that? It's like, yeah, we're mad about a word, but we're not mad about the fact that how many people got screwed out of the help that they actually needed. Yeah, you could be mad about what the president said about Somalis, even though he didn't mean all Somali people. Obviously, he was talking about like Ilhan Omar and the crooks who are Somali, who ripped off the people in Minnesota. That's who he's talking about. It'd be like the equation of saying if it was the mafia involved, not that there's such a thing, but if there was, theoretically, of course, if there was, I'm not saying there is, but if there was a mafia, it'd be like saying these Italians have no place in our city, in our state. Well, obviously, we don't mean all Italians, you idiot. We're talking about the ones who are involved in organized crime, if there was such a thing. So the president was saying that, too, with regards to the Somalis. There were these Somali cartels that were basically stealing all this money, and then parents who were taking a kickback to lie about their kids. And nobody, whether it's ABC News David Muir or any of these other people with all their phony outrage, seems to give a flying blank about these people. That's amazing to me. There are no tears for the autistic children, the Somali autistic kids who didn't get their food. All they care about is the fact that, oh, well, some people who are Somali might be offended by the president's comments. Yeah, you know who should be offended by the president's comments? Anyone who was part of the criminal enterprise, because now they're probably going to go to prison. That may offend them. I get it. I understand that. They could consider that to be offensive. Beyond that, I don't want to hear it. All right? I don't want to hear it. Any more than I want to hear if somebody comes around and says, all those Southern Italians with their Cosa Nostra. Obviously, they don't mean all of them, you idiots. But I'm not telling you anything you don't know, of course. Oh, hey, next Friday, we're going to be doing a great thing. Really, special live show. This was just announced. We just decided on this. I don't even know if it's officially announced yet, but we're going to tell you about it anyway. So, you know, yesterday I mentioned to you very sad news. Highway Patrolman Andy Chan, and I have his challenge coin here in my hands here. Philadelphia Police Highway Patrolman Andy Chan. I posted a video yesterday, too, so did the station, of the time that he was in our station back at the old studio on 400 Market Street when we were honoring him. Great guy, passed away after his close to 7-year battle after a catastrophic brain injury. And the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation is having a block party next Friday, December 12th, and it's at the Kraft Hall in Philadelphia. And so we're going to do the show live from there. It's from 4 to 9 p.m., but we'll be there from 3 to 7 p.m. And it is next Friday, the 12th. It's at Kraft Hall, which is on Delaware Avenue in Philly, 4 to 9 p.m. It's got live music, raffles, special guests, and more. And all proceeds will go directly to the family of Patrolman Andy Chan, and as well as families of other fallen or critically injured first responders. And there's a number of other officers in our area who are also going to benefit from this event, from the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation, including Detective Mark Baker, Northern York County Regional Police Department. His end of watch was September 17th, 2025. Sergeant Detective Cody Becker, Northern York County Regional Police Department, end of watch 9/17/2025, and others as well, including Sergeant Ryan Mundrick, Philadelphia Police Department, end of watch 5/7/2025, and some others in our area as well. Officer Arthur Cena IV, Phoenixville Police Department, Kevin Warg, SEPTA, Transit Police, and others too. I don't have the whole list in front of me, but it'll be a good way to honor and raise some money here and help out this great organization. And that's going to be next Friday, December 12th, at Kraft Hall in Philadelphia. All right? So we'll give you more details as we get closer to that, but I wanted you to mark the date and do that. And, you know, this way you can keep it, you know, keep it on your calendar so you can join us for that next Friday. I put it in my calendar, too, so I can make sure that I'm actually working that day. All right? So we got a lot to talk about today. Big show. The president's going to make an announcement. We're going to talk to Dr. Victoria Coates. We're going to talk to Kerry Severino about that case in New Jersey. A lot to get to. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay. The president is speaking right now. This is very important stuff here. He's talking about how the communists tried to destroy the automotive industry. We're going to kind of dip in and out of this. But I want to hear what he has to say right now, because he's going after Newsom, too, as well. So let's jump into the White House as we get going here. Go ahead.
Your governor, who's got much more than he can control. Now, under the new rules being issued today by Secretary Duffy, the Department of Transportation will rescind the Biden fuel economy prices. And I hate to say that, because they were really not economy. They were really anti-economy. They were horrible what they were doing to the costs and actually making the car much worse.
Good.
But
good
policies forced automakers to build cars using expensive technologies that drove up costs, drove up prices, and made the car much worse. The action is expected to save the typical consumer at least $1,000 off the price of a new car, and we think substantially more than that. Under the Trump administration, $70 billion are now being invested in the American auto industry. Ford has announced it will invest $5 billion across its Kentucky and Michigan plants. Is that a correct statement?
That's right.
That's a lot, $5 billion. You could do more. Creating at least 4,000 new jobs. Stellantis announced it will invest $13 billion to expand its U.S.-based manufacturing by more than 50% and open new manufacturing facilities across the country. And I think a big part of that is also the tariffs. Because of tariffs, they're coming in. Not only the automobile industry, AI, we're leading China in AI, we're leading everybody in AI, we're leading everybody and everything. We have the hottest country right now. I will tell you, a lot of political people behind me, great political people, very successful political people. We have the hottest country anywhere in the world 1 year ago, we had a dead country. And now we have the hottest country anywhere in the world. And it started from November 5th, but it also started when we did the tariffs, and we've had tremendous support on the tariffs. It's bringing in trillions of dollars of wealth. It's bringing in national security. And I've stopped eight wars, and of the eight wars, five of them have been because of tariffs and trade. So they're very important. And General Motors plans to invest $4 billion as it brings its manufacturing back to the United States from Mexico. After falling by 5% under Biden, U.S. auto production has surged by 10% so far this year. You know, I won the auto workers' vote, but now even the head of the auto workers said Trump is the greatest president we've ever seen. And he happens to be right about that. But we're protecting our auto workers, and we're making it easier for every family to afford high-quality cars. In other words, we're bringing automobiles back and the manufacturing of automobiles back into this country. We lost 52% over the years, 52% of our automobile manufacturing. You see it, closed factories all over the place. Now they're all opening up. They're being, in most cases, they're being knocked down. And new ones are being built in their place. And a big beneficiary is the state of Michigan, but South Carolina, even states that didn't really do too much with the automobiles, they're opening up plants. It's been amazing. So between automobile plants, AI plants, and plants of every other nation, really every other type, including chips, we're going to have a big percentage of the chip market very soon. Not because of the CHIPS Act, which was horrible and ridiculous, where we just gave these companies billions and billions of dollars and they just kept the money, but because of what we did with tariffs. They have to build here, otherwise they're going to have to pay tariffs. They won't be able to do business in the United States. And we're going to have a big percentage of the chip industry. As of about a year ago, 2 years ago, we had none. And now we're going to have a very big percentage when it all finishes out. So I'd like to ask Secretary Duffy to speak, and then Mr. Farley, and then Filosa, and Urbanic, and Castrina. And also we're going to ask some of our political leaders to speak, because let me tell you, they went out of their way. This was not easy. And people were brainwashed. This is a green new scam. And people were paying too much for a car that didn't work as well. And now they're going to have a great car that's going to be environmentally friendly, but it's going to cost you a lot less, and it's going to work great. All of the nonsense is being taken out of the cars.
Good. I love this. So, I love this.
Thank you, Mr. President. So yesterday at the cabinet meeting, the president was talking about affordability, and the way that Democrats talk about affordability is a lie. Today is a perfect example of that. So these CAFE standards used what was contrary to the law. The Congress set a rule that says you have to look at combustion engines. Biden and Buttigieg actually did an analysis using
Edge
used EVs and hybrids to come up with a 62 mile an hour per gallon standard, which I think the car companies will tell you is completely unattainable. So they spent a lot of money on technology trying to meet the unattainable standard, driving up the cost of a car, number one. And then number two, if they couldn't meet the unattainable standard, they had to trade for carbon, costing billions of dollars and, again, driving up the price of the cars. So, Mr. President, what Democrats were doing, we're not making cars more affordable. They're making them less affordable. The consequence of that is going to be that more Americans can afford to buy a new car, which means they're going to be safer on the roads because of all the great new technology we have that save lives. So we'll have less death on American roads. These rules are going to allow the automakers to make vehicles that Americans want to purchase, not vehicles that Joe Biden and Buttigieg wants them to build, which is important. But also, this is important for American jobs. The more cars we sell, the more jobs we have in this country. And so this is jobs, this is freedom, and this is common sense, Mr. President. So thank you for your leadership. And I appreciate what the Senate did with the Big Beautiful Bill and what we've done here today. So thank you very much.
The Big Beautiful Bill is it's something. It's amazing. Wait till the people see the benefits and the lower taxes that they're going to have, lower regulations. So how about Ford?
Hello, Mr. President and Secretary. All the important lawmakers here, competitors, today is a victory of common sense and affordability. We're very proud of Ford to be the number one auto producer in our country. 80% of the vehicles we sell here we make in our country. Oh, and we never left. unlike many of our competitors. We're the number one exporter, and we have the most auto factory workers. And this CAFE standard that is aligned with customer demand is the right move. For a lot of reasons. We were number two last year in EV sales, we were number three in hybrid, and we're the leading brand for combustion. We believe that people should be able to make a choice, as you said, Mr. President, and we will invest more in affordable vehicles. This allows us to invest in affordable vehicles made in the U.S., which we will take the lead on, and will allow us to make vehicles more affordable. So thank you for making this step for all of you.
Thank you very much. One of the other things we're doing, it's separate from this meeting, but I think everybody here would agree with it. If you go to Japan, where I just left, and if you go to South Korea and Malaysia and other countries, they have a very small car, sort of like the Beetle used to be with the Volkswagen. They're very small. They're really cute. And I said, how would that do in this country? And everyone seems to think good, but you're not allowed to build them. And I've authorized the secretary to immediately approve the production of those cars, so you'll be able to buy any. They really are. They're actually, some of them are really beautiful, actually. If you take a look, Honda, some of the Japanese companies do a beautiful job. But we're not allowed to make them in this country, and I think you're going to do very well with those cars. So we're going to approve those cars. Would you like to say something about that?
Well, no, just that he never stops working, so even when he's on Asian time, he's calling me at midnight in the States. But he gave me the directive to clear the regulations on this, which we have. And so if Toyota or any other company wants to make smaller, more affordable cars, fuel efficient, we have cleared the deck so they can make them in America and sell them in America.
They're really nice and less expensive, and it really gives people a chance to have a car, you know, have a brand new car as opposed to a car that maybe isn't so great. And so you car companies start thinking about that. I think it's going to be a tremendous market. Please, would you like to say something?
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great day for us at Stellantis today, because it's the day where we see CAFE regulation reconciled with real customers' demand. That's why at Stellantis we decided to invest through Jeep, Ram, Dodge, and Chrysler $13 billion in the next 4 years, increasing production by 50%, delivering to the market five new vehicles, and creating 5,000 additional jobs. That's because we believe in what you, Secretary Taffy, and all your team is doing in this country. We believe in growth, and we are ready to invest even more. So thank you very much. Thank you very much also for this great news of the key cars, which we are very interested in. And we are very looking forward to work with Secretary Taffy, your team, in the future for the next steps. Thank you very much.
Well, get ready for those cars, because we've already cleared the way. You can start right away.
We will. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It's great news.
Mr. President, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much.
We support your leadership for this issue that is so important to the auto industry. I'm here representing the hard-working men and women of Orion Assembly in Michigan.
Hi.
The facility, our manufacturing facility there, is currently going through a retool so that we can build additional U.S.-manufactured pickup trucks and full-size sport utilities for our customers, and we're so excited about that. And thank you for your support. Secretary Duffy, thank you as well.
And this is largely coming in because of the tariff situation. We're taking in trillions of dollars, actually, trillions. And we have so many other advantages. But these great companies are coming back to the United States. They left the United States. If somebody was sitting behind this desk that knew what they were doing, that wouldn't have happened. They would have said, well, you can sell your car here, but we're going to put 100% tariff. And you would have never had the auto industry leave. Again, we lost more than 50% of our auto industry. And now it's all coming back. And I think it's coming back. Ultimately, it's going to be bigger. I believe it's going to be bigger than it was before, actually. But it's an honor to have you here. And please, would you like to say something?
President,
thank you very much.
Tom Castro, sir. I'm the chairman of National Automobile Dealers, and represent 18,000 dealers in the country, along with 3,000 heavy-duty truck dealers. And what the actions that you've done as the president and your administration is definitely going to save our customers money. And you made your promises that let the consumer buy what they want, sir, and you delivered on that. And the other thing that you delivered was your promise in the big, beautiful bill the tax deduction on loans that had gone away some years back. Right. And now that makes it affordable for our buyers that can save money through that loan of the tax, anywhere from several hundred to several thousand. So again, sir, I, on behalf of all the dealers and our customers, we appreciate what you and your administration have done, and of course, our legislative support as well, Mr. President.
Thank you. That's very nice. And I'm glad you brought that up. We're allowing people to deduct. So if you go out and buy a car, and this is for middle income, but for lower income, no matter what, they never really had deductions. You know, rich people like deductions, but middle income people were never really afforded deductions, which is very unfair. You borrow money to buy a car, you're allowed to deduct the interest from your income tax. And I think that's going to be one of the most, in terms of your industry, I think it's going to be the biggest thing that we're talking about, maybe even bigger than CAFE standards. People are going to be able to borrow money, deduct it. So it's going to cost them essentially half. And
it'll help. Yes, sir.
I think it's going to be a tremendous factor. They've never had a chance to do that before. And that's all done. That's all in the great, big, beautiful bill. So it's really terrific. I'd like to ask a couple of our political leaders to say, because you guys have done an amazing job. This was something that was going to be very tough. We had to fight lunatics to get it done, and they had no answers. You know, it's you just present them with the facts, and they just say, well, we're just not going to vote for it. They couldn't talk about it, but they didn't want to vote. I see Mike Kelly, my friend back there.
Mike Kelly from Pennsylvania.
Right? Yep. What do you have to say, Mike?
Well, you know what? I think you hit the key. Everybody's talking about the same thing. In America,
look at the way they like each other. You can see. There's no hatred between these two guys.
As long as I beat his price, if we're friends. You hit it on the head. The American people have always been able to choose what they want to buy.
Right.
They don't want to be taken out of a market by people who, quite frankly, don't even drive their own car, is saying this is the way you've got to go going into the future, and say, well, you may say that, but you're not in the market, you have no idea. And I know the business we're in, at the end of the day, if you were there with me, I'd say, oh, so Mr. President, other than price, what's keeping you from taking the car home today? It's always price. And the fact that we can build a car that's affordable, that people want to buy, that's the key to it. What you've done is unlocked the most ridiculous statute that ever came in with CAFE. It wasn't done by the Congress. It was done by President Obama after the courts failed on it. So thank you for doing what you're doing. You're making America great again in every single way. Thank you.
Thank you. It's going to be so big for the automobile.
It's a really big deal.
People aren't even going to believe the impact this has. You know, Mike used to come to my rallies all the time. And we'd have a rally, and it was like 0 degrees. It was freezing. Everyone, and he'd sit there without a shirt on. And I didn't need that, you know. I didn't say it was pretty, but...
Congressman Kelly should be coming on the show tomorrow or Friday, we're hoping, by the way.
One tough cookie, right?
You lit it up. We didn't need any heat. We were there.
We had a good time. We had a lot of great rallies.
We did.
Pennsylvania. Please, Mr. Congressman.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Let me just pop this down for just a second. And Mike Kelly, of course, is still looking into Butler, what happened in Butler, PA. He led the House committee investigating Butler, which, of course, we still don't have answers, and he's very frustrated on that. But he's doing a really solid job here. So if you're just joining us, the president announcing these new standards, are getting rid of the standards, basically, that the Biden administration put in place, which was designed to kill the combustion engine and make automobiles that are gas-powered just completely unaffordable. And and these standards have resulted in cars being lighter and less safe and less able to withstand a bad accident. So this is a great, great announcement all around for freedom and for the economy and for common sense. And yes, the president said this earlier, we were in commercial break, but basically... fighting the communists on this. Communists, people like Gavin Newsom and others. All right, let's jump in. Kevin Hassett speaking.
You took it very well. You're my pal.
Thank you.
That's a great job.
Appreciate you.
Great job. Appreciate it. Kevin, could you say a few words
of
wisdom? One of the really smart economic forecasters, I will tell you, beyond an economist. He's a real forecaster. Please.
Sir, I think that there's a massive macroeconomic benefit to what we're doing today. And the way to think about it is that the car that has the best gas mileage that you could buy that has only gasoline is a Honda that gets about 36 miles per gallon. Joe Biden wanted to make every car, on average, be above 50. So there's no car made in the U.S. that you would be able to sell 2 years from now, 3 years from now, under that rule. because what he wanted to do was make everybody have an electric car, as you know. But here's the thing, that if everybody had an electric car, then nobody would be buying gasoline anymore, and they'd have to take all the miles that they travel and put it on the grid. And so we would have to increase the production of electricity in the U.S. by 25% over the next couple of years if they had their way. And so you've really stopped a massive disruption for the economy with this. And so thank you, sir.
And that wasn't the main reason, and yet it certainly is a main reason. You wouldn't have been able to do it even if you wanted it. It's just so crazy. That was the mandate which we ended. Troy, would you like to say something?
Great honor. Thank you. My family is a former dealer, 48 years, Chrysler Dodge dealer. And then I got into the political world, sir.
Yeah.
I had more fun in the dealership world, but I miss it. But I still play a big role in automobiles and grateful. I remember under President Obama when the CAFE standards changed, as Mike brought up, and going through those challenging times as a Chrysler dealer before Stellantis came along. It was Daimler before you guys got it. So thank you very much for being here and making these changes. And as you said, that interest on the car loan piece was big. And I know that Bernie led the charge on that in the Senate and get it into one big, beautiful bill. That really is a big deal, and people need to understand how big a deal that is.
You did a great job. And by the way, we had a great victory last night.
Kind of like our race,
he's going to be a great congressman, I think, so. Really. Like us, right?
Yeah, like us.
One of my early endorsements, right?
Yes, sir.
Can we talk about it? You're right here. The man, come in. Let me say hello to you. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President,
you.
For your leadership. But the thing I've admired most, you've been in business, you've been in the battles over the years, and you're helping us lead us out. Most people that are up here have no idea about business or small business.
That's true.
A big difference. And one is. Number two is, I would just say, in terms of the tax stuff we're talking about, one of the things that get missed, and I'm in Florida, Sarasota region,
right.
Is the ability to deduct. Most people have a small business, they'll have a lawn business, they'll have this, that, they buy a new or used truck. They can take that deduction, let's say they're in a 20% tax bracket, but the vehicle's 60 grand, they can take 20% of the 60 grand, get a $12,000 write-off. They can pay their payments for the first year. That's a powerful tool we don't talk about, I don't know why, but at the end of the day, because of what you've put in place, full expensing,
right.
That's the tool that they would use. Mm-hmm. And you could just think about all the people in Florida, just general places, they're buying old vans or new vans, they're buying trucks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here. I'm sure the president's going to take questions. This is a very, very big deal. Probably one of the best announcements yet, in my opinion, in this administration. Lowering these ridiculous standards is going to be great for cars, great for consumers, great for car makers. Everybody's going to win over this. Fantastic. I love this. So we're taking a quick break. Big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental. Two locations to serve you. Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see Dr. Mike for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. Venaria Dental. Don't forget those year-end benefits are coming to an end, so make sure that you have those year-end benefits. You don't lose them. Leave them on the table. So reach out to Dr. Mike's office today and see if he can help you get those benefits and just don't let them go and expire, okay? Now, the other thing I want to mention to you as well is we will be live in Cape May, New Jersey, coming up December 19th for our next live show. It's going to be great. The Grand Hotel of Cape May is my happy place. I love it there. I love Cape May this time of year. And they've got some amazing specials going on right now throughout the month of December. Kids are going to be off from school, and don't worry because the Grand Hotel has a beautiful indoor heated saltwater pool that you're going to love and the kids are going to love, and a restaurant right on site, and Cape May goes all out for Christmas, the holidays. And you can receive from now through December 18th 10% off your room rate plus resort credits, or if you do the family splash package from December 21st through the 30th, the longer you stay, the more you save, and it's great. And breakfast is included in all the packages because kids got to eat before they splash in the pool. It's going be a lot of fun. You can also ring in the new year at the Grand Hotel. Do it the grand way. Go to their website for all the details, but let's put it this way. Get 5-hour premium open bar, surf and turf, gourmet dinner, champagne toast at midnight, dancing, music throughout the night, fifth floor penthouse ballroom overlooking the ocean, a night you'll never forget. So book that today. Go to grandhotelcapemay.com. Check out the packages, the specials, and of course, mark your calendar for our Christmas spectacular Friday, December 19th, 3 to 7 p.m. All right? grandhotelcapemay.com. Coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it.
you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.